Florida Republican Senator Mel Martinez stunned the political world today when he announced that he would not run for re-election in 2010.
The inescapable truth for me is that the call to public service is strong, but the call to home, family, and lifelong friends is even stronger. So today, with deep gratitude to this country, with sincere thanks to the people who have placed their trust in me, I announce that I will not run for re-election to the United States Senate.
Speaking in his hometown of Orlando, Martinez gave no specific reason for his soon-to-be departure from the political scene, other than to say that he wanted to spend more quality time with his family.
Now, some might characterize this decision in terms of political affairs. Some will say a re-election campaign would have been too difficult. But, quite honestly, I face much stronger odds in politics and in my personal life. My decision was not based on re-election prospects and what I want to do with the next 8 years of my life. The thought of devoting more time to my roles as husband, dad, granddad, brother, and son to the family I love and cherish, and to be Mel to my many friends that I miss, makes this decision easier than some might think.
Martinez said he had spoken earlier in the day with Governor Charlie Crist and said that there had been no conversations about him stepping down early and allowing the governor to select another Republican to replace him before the 2010 election. Recent polls had shown the Cuban-born senator to be vulnerable as he faced re-election. No Democrat has been mentioned more frequently to oppose him than Florida Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink. Coincidentally, Politico.com reported that a source close to Sink said that the CFO decided over the Thanksgiving weekend not to run for the Senate seat. Daryl Paulson is a professor of political science at the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg. He spoke with WMNF moments after the senator made his surprising announcement.
Well, it's very unusual to have somebody who wins office the first time and not run for re-election. You know, looking at the factors, there are several things I think that come into play. You know, he did have the Republican National Committee for a short period of time. He resigned that position after only about a year. A lot of people were critical about his tenure as head of the RNC. There are a lot of Republicans, quite frankly, in Florida who are upset about him. I spoke to a group of Tampa Republicans about a month ago, and I heard a number of people who were critical of Mel saying that they never see him. He never shows up. And somebody who's going to run for re-election, you know, has to certainly meet with his base, his own people. So I guess that, you know, he saw the unfavorables, which are below 50%. That certainly had to factor in. I think he would have had an extraordinarily tough time winning re-election, quite honestly. So for whatever reason, you know, he's just decided it's best at this point in his life to move on.
Now, people have been talking about Florida CFO Alex Sink being a possible candidate to run against Martinez. There was a report that came last night that said she will not do it, although she has not said so yet herself, and we'll have to wait to hear from her, of course, right now. But let's look on the Republican side. Is there anybody that you can think of off the top of your head right now who may try to run for this very coveted position here to run in a Senate seat in 2010 here in Florida for the Republicans?
Well, quite frankly, I think you're probably going to have a number of Republican candidates in an open seat contest like this, and one who pops immediately to mind is Bill McAuliffe, a former congressman who already made a run against Senator Bill Nelson in 2000 and lost that race, but I think he still desperately wants to become a United States senator. So I'd expect him to jump in there, and I'm sure there are a number of people in the Florida legislature who will probably be reassessing their positions as well. So I wouldn't be surprised to see four or five Republican candidates in the primary field.
As we talk here, Daryl, we don't know what Alex Sink is going to do. We'll wait to hear from her. So obviously, if she decides to put her hat in the ring, she'll be the top candidate. Any other Democrats that you've been hearing about or maybe contemplating running for this seat or, you know, if that matter for governor in 2010?
Well, you know, a number of names have been bantered about, but I think Sink clearly is the front runner. And quite frankly, I think if I would expect that Sink in the next couple of weeks probably will announce her plans, given what's happened today, and I think she will jump in the race. And I, in contrast to the Republicans, which I think will probably have a fairly crowded field, I think the Democratic field is pretty much going to be limited to Alex Sink and maybe, you know, perhaps at most one other candidate who might want to pop in and see how well they can do in that race. But I think the Democrats, you know, have somewhat of an advantage just in the sense that they're more unified about who they want. and the Republican field is going to be wide open, and they will have the potential of having a divisive primary fight to see who can win the Republican nomination, and that may help the Democrats in sync in a general election contest.